We have been around for almost 90 years.
But yogurt, what is it that you do here?
And not a sign of any slowing down.
Merchandising.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Joe Thomas in the morning. It must be a Tedsday. But I wouldn't pay cash money to see John Belushi singing with Uncle Ted on this one. Gonna need a truck. Now gotta go trains.
I'm a black dog. That's what I do. Cause I'm a soul man. Soul man.
Joel Man was left on the phone hanging like a participle in the rain this morning. So we go to him first and find out what's on his mind this morning. Good morning, Joel. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm just, I'm just playing around in here. It's my sandbox, and just don't want to get any in your eye.
So I have a question.
Okay.
And I don't mean it on the surface level. I mean it, you know, with some depth. So we have 12 Republicans that voted for these, for the Marriage Act and other stuff. And, of course, Susan Collins, I don't know, she's kind of a wacko, but... I just wanted to say, like, what is their game plan, you know, in Congress for the next 2 years? I mean, it seems like all they want to do is, I mean, of course, Hunter Biden, all the corruption that, you know, President Biden's doing. But what are they going to try to reopen, you know, get the pipeline open again, get our energy sources going, get rid of a lot of the, you know, I mean, I know that there's restrictions right now because the president, and then the Senate is going to be, you know, pretty much majority Democrat. But what is their goal? I mean, it seems like all we hear is like schoolhouse bickering.
Well, you know, first and foremost, and this is such a typically, you know, politician pandering, vote chasing thing. It's the Respect for Marriage Act. Well, okay, so now we have the sticker that we can put on you that says you're USDA approved. And this is what's gone wrong with our society, too. And my personal view, Joel, is that we're chasing around some status. We're all looking for somebody to anoint us with the authority of approved by this or heard by that. And that's the sad debasement of humanity. It doesn't even have to do with Americanism. It's this idea of,
can I get a bill passed that says... broadcasters should be,
this is sad. I mean, it really is to be sad that we want, nobody's stopping. And I actually was lauded for bringing this up when the play Nine was being performed at Piedmont Virginia Community College. I went to see it. My son was one of the actors in it.
Right.
And it's about the last day of the court proceedings regarding Proposition 9. And gay marriage in California. And at the end, one of the activists from Richmond came out, and he's just like, we're going to fight for our right to get married. And I got up and I said, you know, of course, everyone saw me in the room, Joel. If you've ever had this experience, it's kind of fun and it's a little intoxicating. But everyone saw me come into the room, and you could hear all the kind of clothing shift as they turned around. I said, what's he doing here? And then I got up to ask a question, and I literally watched all of the blood rush out of my son's body down to, I presume, in his feet, because it did come back. But he's like, oh, God, Dad's going to talk. Dad's going to ask you. And I said, who is standing in the way of your right to get married? And they said, what do you mean? And I said, well, you know, get married. Who's stopping
right.
you? If there's somebody stopping
right.
you, show us and we'll have them arrested for well, it's about, you know, wills and trusts and insurance. I said, okay, that's contract law. That's not right. So what they did is they conflated what was simply a legal issue over contract recognition and turned it into a right, because nobody protests for contract recognition. They protest for a right. We want our rights. Look at, you know, and sadly, we watch this while human beings are risking permanent internment in death camps in China just because they want to leave their house and they're sick and tired of being right. told by the government they're sick and tired. It's amazing and embarrassing that right. we are protesting these things while people in China are risking everything just to say, can I leave my house now, please? It's been 2.5 years.
So what have you, when you speak with Governor Youngkin and Winston Sears and then Congressman Good, what have they said that are they going to try to, okay. I mean, as far as like Congressman Good, are they going to try to work on any of the energy things?
Yeah. I mean, that's
the oil.
It
seems like everything we hear about, like I said, and I wasn't trying to bring up the Marriage Act, but it just seems like everything is stupid. It doesn't, the energy affects us, how our money is spent. It's not the federal government, it's our money.
I would say,
what are they going to do? I mean, it just,
and I know your work schedule
of it. And it sounds like the Republicans are a bunch of wimps.
Well, you're preaching the choir here, and listen to Kevin McCarthy talk about the Respect for Marriage Act or the vote to nationalize our rail service. He's down with both boogie downs. He's ready to stamp both of these things, and this is why Bob Good, the last 3 weeks at least, has been on this program almost like a broken record. He and I have been talking about why Bob Good doesn't support Kevin McCarthy for speaker. He and Chip Roy, UVA alumni from Texas, and a bunch of the Freedom Caucus, they're pushing for someone else to be the Speaker of the House, because otherwise this Republican majority is going to be just Democrat light. It's going to be a third less calories right. than your regular socialism. And he said this time and time again. I almost feel like, gosh, Bob, didn't we just talk about this last week? But each right. time there's a new, fresh scent that needs to be dealt with. And the podcast, I know your work schedule, you're heading in, so you probably don't get to hear him when he's on at 8:30 on Friday mornings. But go to the podcast channel. It's either in the smartphone app or easily accessible. I know that everyone except Spotify still distributes my podcast. It's not the same thing as everyone else's podcasts. I'm not creating right. something new. We call it the Snooze Alarm Survivor podcast because it's all stuff that if you listen to 4 hours of the show, you don't need the podcast because you heard it. Maybe you want to go back and you want to share it with somebody. That's great. But you can hear all of Bob Good's points on this. I don't know how successful they're going to be, but these are smart people. I've met Chip Roy. I've met Bob, and Bob. These are folks, Andy Biggs, Jim Jordan. Right. They're not going to let this slip aside the way so many have before. But your concern is the concern of, I would say, 75% of all the people who just walked into a polling place somewhere, and if they're lucky, their vote scanned in for a Republican, because they're like, okay, now what? Now what's going to happen? They're not happy right now with the way this Respect for Marriage right. Act vote may go next week, and this vote to nationalize the rail service.
And they need to clean up the FBI. I mean, that's like one of the biggest problems. And on our border with Mayorkas or whatever his name is, he definitely sounds like a donkey. But it's just all this corruption. But take care of our energy. Take care of our ports. Take care of our. I mean, it seems like with this negotiation, yes, it's very important, but how long is their contract? They can keep adding fodder to it, and
oh, sure.
and
absolutely
nobody's gonna say anything.
Well, Joel, I've got to run to break, but I've got this text that came in from a listener, Nelson, that I've re-nicknamed Haywood. Haywood in Nelson County says, I would, spelled W-E-D, W-U-D, never take advice from somebody who picks what news they want to report and didn't think Trump had the guts to run again. A, I'm the news director, so I get to do that. Sorry, deal with it, Nancy. I didn't say I didn't think Trump had the guts to run again. I just didn't think he would. It had nothing to do with guts. He's not fake news and real liars like you. He tried to drain the swamp. You want to fill it back up with former party boy, cheater, swamp dwellers like Tom Garrett. So that's Haywood's, Haywood's response to you asking me a question, Joel. But that's okay. That's what makes a horse race. I'm a big boy now. Just sometimes I give people nicknames and,
we all know the difference between fake people and real people. At least you're one of the real people. It sounds that's like it. You got a fake
I sleep
there. So.
Like the lyric in the Don Henley song says, and I sleep very well at night. I'll talk to you later, Joel. And Haywood, keep texting me, all right, my friend?
We have been around for almost 90 years.
This is a page out of Donald Trump's playbook.
And not a sign of any slowing down.
It was designed to create a media circus.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Joe Thomas in the morning. Ted's Day dawns. So I brought up China, and it's interesting as the NBA season goes on, and, you know, still to this point, Ennis Cantor Freedom doesn't have a job in the National Basketball Association because he spoke out against China, yet here we're watching it play out in front of us. And the people, and the NBA, it's a sports league, I'm not, but I'm applying a certain amount of gravitas to their position. But they're just rebroadcasting what the administration does. Is that they will speak loudly when they see something that's smaller than them. They're the guy who will come in and look for the underclassmen to push around. We're becoming this paper tiger because we don't want to live up to the words that we wrote on paper. Martin Luther King's simple rebuke to us right before he was assassinated. Just live up to the words you wrote down on paper. Now, Joe Biden and his ilk don't want to do that internally. And James Madison understood that. George Mason certainly understood that. That man is capable of one thing and one thing only, and our friend Haywood in Nelson County is a great example of it. It appears to me he was horribly wronged years before he came to know me, and I can't backtrack on him. Can only cover the news of today, not 6 years ago. And he needs somebody who has the time to go and dig forensically through stories. That's fine. He needs that, but he lashes out because he's not getting, you know, what he wants when he wants it. And our elected officials don't want to live up to the words they wrote on paper so that when somebody wrongs a citizen, rights can be had. Because we have friends, and we want to look the other way when we have friends. And, oh, well, my political party supported this sheriff, and, you know, the guy's crazy about, you know, pollution in the river, and he's a pain in the ass, and, you know, and so, you know, look the other way, and all the things that seem to be apparent that may have happened to this poor guy. And I get it, and I have empathy, but, you know, he lashes out at me, so I deal with it because I haven't been his concierge. But Joe Biden and from the administration on down, and Cree Deeds and Sally Hudson and Abigail Spanberger and all these folks have been complicit in not living up to the words we've written down on paper. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. And there's a reason we don't want to cotton to this, and whether it's Haywood and Nelson County, and you know, three generations prior sheriffs or anything else, is because we don't want to like everybody. We feel compelled to have friends and not have friends, and to help our friends, and this is the original conceit of cronyism and socialism. and despotism, because you know, as soon as you corrupt your decision making into saying, well, we don't want to say something about China and their human rights abuses because 97-cent widgets and chipboards for our iPads, which, funny enough, we're not going to get anyway. Our new iPhones aren't coming anyway from China, but we genuflected. We bent over forwards for China. No, I didn't say that incorrectly. It's one thing to bend over backwards for somebody. It's a whole different thing to bend over forwards for them. We bent over forwards for China because we wanted cheap iPhones or cheaper iPhones. And now we're not even getting the cheaper iPhones. And the Chinese citizens are rising up again against this despotism. And they're going to all go to prison, and they'll all get branded Uyghurs, and oh no, it's just another religious uprising, another cult. And we'll turn away because, you know, we want the 97-cent widgets and the cheaper iPhones if they promise to start getting them to us again. You have to live up to the words you wrote on paper, and that includes if a friend of yours has abused somebody or abused their authority or ignored their responsibility as a sheriff or an elected official. Because it's not easy to do that. But that's, America wasn't supposed to be easy.
Being tuned in means Joe Thomas now. Sean Hannity at 3. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Everybody loves the American campfire. Don't you hear it calling your name? Everybody loves the American campfire. Go ahead and fan the flames. Well, it's a long, long way to kingdom come. But I think we have finally arrived. Life, liberty, rock and roll. I've never felt so alive. Everybody loves the American campfire. Don't you hear it calling your name? Everybody loves the American campfire.
Ted's the morning, Joe Thomas in the morning, 434-964-1075. That's direct access, no screeners, no filters. Social media at its finest. Coming up in a little bit, we're our friend Joe Mobley from Project 21, great piece in the Daily Caller about how big tech is consuming itself. And it's a great thing to watch. We'll get into that. And I want to finish up, though, a couple of quick points before we get into that. We're going to talk about Maricopa County and the mess that is and how it's going to get worse here in Virginia if we're not careful. And a stunning revelation about the only place in Arizona that uses Dominion voting machines. Also get into the Meriwether Lewis poll, what 85% of Albemarle County parents are trying to tell Dr. Avocados and the Albemarle County School Board, and are they listening, and is it going to have any repercussions in 2023 school board election? Three seats! Look at what they did in Loudoun County. Look at what they did in Fairfax County. Are you going to tell me that can't be done here? Please. Maybe you can't do it. But if they can do it in Loudoun County, they can do it in Fairfax County. You can do it here. It just takes a little courage. Good morning. You're on the air with Joe Thomas in the morning. Who's this?
Hey, Joe. It's AJ.
AJ, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm trying to dodge raindrops.
How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, man. Ate way too much for too many days.
You know what I love about Thanksgiving? Pie becomes a breakfast food.
And everything. Stuffing becomes a breakfast food.
It's truth. Anyway, what's on your mind this morning?
It was about the Fox News, just something they were talking about how Democrats want to pass a protective marriage law, whatever they want to
respect,
do, in case the Supreme Court wants to knock same-sex marriage down. So I don't understand how the narrative has become that Congress, the president, overrules the Supreme Court. Supreme Court is supposed to be the final say in whether a law is constitutional. Same thing with the Roe decision. They want to go, oh, the first thing Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, oh, we need to pass a law that codifies the Roe versus Wade. Well, no, the Supreme Court just said it's unconstitutional. You can't do that. And I don't understand how somebody like Fox News or any of these people or a whole lot of more Republicans or politicians aren't saying, oh, that's not how our system works.
Right.
You can't, the Supreme Court can't say it's unconstitutional, and then you go, well, we'll pass a law that makes it constitutional. No, that's not how it works.
Yeah, it's the hubris of their office. After a while, the air in these congressional office buildings, I think there's something in it. There may be lead in the pipes. I don't know, AJ. They start to, or, you know, too much mercury. But their decision-making process is based on populism. This is why I call out populism constantly. They're populists who are just chasing TV cameras around to get on the evening news to be seen as being there to defend something that, you know, whether or not you agree with whether somebody should be married to somebody of the same gender or not, if you want to commit a sin, that's your sin. I'm not going to be called to answer for it later on. But, you know, what they're looking for are contract law provisions, things that will make sure that if a will or an insurance policy, those kind of things, survivors' benefits, that's what they're looking for. But that's not sexy. That doesn't get people marching in the streets clad in rainbows. And so they've created this idea that there's a right that somebody's being infringed on, the Civil Rights Act. Who's not being allowed to be served at a counter? Somebody wants to order a cake. Go ahead, order a cake. No, I'm not going to make that cake. Oh, well, we're going to have a court case that says that. But your point about the Supreme Court is they're trying to write laws that are unconstitutional in and of themselves, permitting things rather than setting up the punishments for when somebody is prohibited their constitutional, their real God-given rights. And it's all just, it's just Kabuki theater to get themselves media time so that back in the district they can be seen as caring about women or gay men or whatever it is, the puppies, you name it, they'll all run out to be seen as this good person when, you know, I think at least half the population is catching on that it's all BS.
Well, where we let that go and went the wrong direction on all that, it should have never been about the religious aspect of what you believe somebody should get married of whatever sex, however, that should have never been the main focus. The main focus, the Republican Party and Americans in general should have been saying is, why is the government, why is bureaucrats, why do I need the government's permission to get married?
Exactly.
That was the whole mistake. That's the way that the narrative should have went. It should have never been about, it's always in both parties are, and a lot of Americans are guilty of it. It always goes into, well, the government can say that they shouldn't be saying that. They should. Right. It shouldn't. The government was never meant to have that sort of power over anybody's life. They have no business in anything, but you know, that matters, like religious or in your bedroom or mm-hmm. between two people. And that we have given them way too much power. And that goes back to the Fox News thing. I don't never see people correcting this, and I don't never see people that are way smarter than I am, that are college, you know, just that they went to school and studied for 4 and 8 years on the Constitution. These people know better, and they should be pointing out every step of the way, and they're not. They're allowing this, like you say about the furniture with the stain. Each time you hear a news story like that, that's another layer of varnish on it. That's another layer of graffiti, and nobody's saying, no, that's not how this works, and it just keeps adding and adding. The gay marriage thing just drives me nuts.
I agree with you. And AJ, and I get an inbox full of people saying, why don't I kick Fox News off the station for this kind of behavior? I'm like, well, then, you know, who's going to do the national news coverage? I've got, you know, the Albemarle, you know, Meriwether Lewis nonsense and that kind of stuff that needs to get covered as well. And I've actually, it's not a large number of people, but I've asked 4 or 5 people straight up, would you prefer me spending all the time just doing national and local news in the proper way and hanging up the radio show? And 3 out of the 4 people I've asked, AJ, said, given the way Fox News gets sometimes, they'd take that, and then they start sending me their favorite, you know, some guy from Chesterfield that does a radio show, or some blogger that they think could, you know, fill in the time in between newscasts. And maybe it is my own arrogance that keeps me doing this rather than just sitting there and kicking Fox News off the station for their inabilities. But it is true, and you have to call it out. But at some point, the leftists know that if all we do is call these things out, we're never going to get anywhere else. And I think that's part of it, is they just want to inundate us with chasing their tails around so that we never get forward moving on anything. And that's right out of Sun Tzu. There's another Chinese philosopher that wanted to fight for people's rights. But anyway, and as this is going on, here we go again. Iran is erupting in protest. China's erupting in protest for real things that are being denied citizens, not, you know, oh, I want a sticker that says I'm allowed to vote by the U.S. government. I have a USDA-approved sticker on my marriage. Look at what's going on in China. Look at what's going on in Iran or Iran, depending on how much you want to trigger people, and what really is happening in human rights violations, AJ. And it's embarrassing in a lot of ways.
But I think it should give everybody hope. Because even in the face of being slaughtered, your family being killed, you know, hung, tortured, whatever, burned, you know, all the horrible things we hear about they do to those people, there are still millions of people out there that will take being, you know, basically giving up their life to live free and to have some rights and human dignity. And I think when you live in America, as spoiled as we are, we should look at that and say, you know, that feeling never dies. No matter what they do, they can't beat it out of anybody or kill it out of the human race.
Yep, absolutely. Like, my friend Seton just moved to Belize because it's a freer country than we are. And maybe that is what's going to happen. Somebody else is going to have to lead the way into the next generation, AJ. Hopefully we can pull the plane out of the nosedive. You have a blessed morning, sir.
You too, buddy. Thank you.
No price hikes, no portion reductions. What else in your life can promise that?
I need a price check on 2 grapes.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Grant WCHV, time 8:23, 54 degrees outside of the Automated Office System Studios in Charlottesville. Simple Systems and Solutions, AOS Corp. .net. Still the remainder of the problems caused by the overturned tractor trailer on Richmond Road. Richmond Road is doing a little bit better. They've opened up the lanes, but so many folks went off and took I-64 that has caused a backup almost all the way to the Boyd Tavern exit. So now, to flip the script, I would tell you that Richmond Road is your better choice. Now we have an accident there. Westbound right lane, another tractor trailer has come off the road, this time on westbound Interstate 64, just before the Shadwell interchange. It's off the road to the right, but at least one of the lanes is blocked for it, for the crews working on it. Backups 2 miles heading into Shadwell. Now flip the script, and Richmond Road is your better alternative to get in from points to the east. In this traffic update brought to you by SVOE, your Canon, Kyocera, Xerox copiers and service for Charlottesville.
The leaves are changing, football is on, pumpkin spice everything, and the days and nights are getting cooler. Comfort Source can make things a lot more comfortable while you enjoy the season. Comfort Source is an independent Mitsubishi electric heating and air conditioning dealer and ready to help you find the best heating and air conditioning solution. Their maintenance plan will always put you at the top of the call list with a 24-hour response time. So if you're looking for maintenance on a current system or looking to purchase a new one, contact Comfort Source, your independent Mitsubishi electric heating and air conditioning dealer. Right now, they're offering up to $1,200 off a new Mitsubishi electric heating and air conditioning system, or they offer special financing subject to credit approval. Call today for details, 434-975-4328, online at comfortsourcehvac.com. Offers are valid for new as well as returning customers. 434-975-4328, online at comfortsourcehvac.com. Comfort Source. Comfort is their commitment.
Thanksgiving is a time to get together and remember all we have to be thankful for. No, really.
Some of these people need to go to a woke detox center.
WCHV.
Cat scratch fever.
Thematically, certainly the reminder and what we see happening in Iran and on the streets in oppressive regimes being pushed back against and only finding out about it because of social media platforms. Remember what Hosni Mubarak, he was our buddy, wasn't he, at the beginning of the Arab Spring, about to be overthrown by even worse people than Hosni Mubarak. He shut down the internet because he could. despots will despot. But I'll get into that. I want to circle back to the vote, the poll that was taken. Albemarle parents resoundingly say, stop it. I'll get into that. But let me find out what you have at 434-964-1075. We haven't even touched on the alien and sedition charges and that kind of stuff. Good morning. Who's this?
Hey, доброго ранку, if it's indeed good morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, hey, we're free. God made us free. Whether or not our government believes it or not is a different story.
Absolutely.
And, you know, what do you think, Gennady, having grown up, in a communist country, you know, when you see the protests coming out of China over the 2.5 years, we thought we were having ridiculous COVID laws under Governor White Sheets. What is your mood when you see this?
When I see this in China, it's they prepare the world what they're doing. It is like a signal to other countries and to the United States. We prepare the way for you, do like we do, and everything will be fine. But I wanted, and this is culture. This is culture of this Chinese people, and the Communist Party represents them, so I would not buy all these people's protesting, like in Iran, Iran.
So you're sort of you're not buying all this protest stuff.
No, if they change, if they kick this Communist Party, somebody else come. If in Iran, these guys will take this regime, they still would be their country, their culture. Mm-hmm. And talking about culture, I want to mention the game yesterday that United States represented American culture because every team, every national team, they very much represents the culture of their country. United States, not politically evaluating this game, but just represented and won the very difficult game where Iranian players, they quit to be this nice suppressed team, suppressed regime, and they started kicking, attacking our players. And God bless Pulisic.
Yeah.
A horrible trauma, and I saw that the goalkeeper kick him into the, you know.
Yeah, no, I know. But there's America for you. You can kick us in our genitals, and we'll still come back and do what we need to do. And
when United States play with England, there was no yellow cards. There was no yellow cards.
No,
there's two civilized countries.
Yeah.
West European, the remnants of 10 tribes, 9 tribes, and this is how they show the class. And the next game was Mexico versus
Gennady?
Argentina. Oh, my God. That was killing each other.
I know. It does, you know, like you said, it does play out. I've got to run to the news, though, my friend. I appreciate it, and I'll be watching you or something like that.
Okay.
Central Virginia's source for disinformation.
I pointed to Hunter Biden's representatives. He doesn't work in.
How do you know somebody has become a despot? What if it's not one person? Can more than one person be a despot if they act in Congress with one another? One of the indications of despotism is creating a legal system that prohibits dissent. And whether or not Stuart Rhodes crossed the line with some of the things he said in his tweets, we all can fall guilty of, you know, crossing the line saying, hey, we've got to stop this from happening, that kind of thing. especially if you feel like you're being railroaded, if you feel like a system was, and we were sending out the warning klaxons for a year prior to this, the systems that they were laying in place created a scenario that, how was the phrase turned here on this program? You didn't legalize voter fraud, but it made it impossible to catch and even more impossible to prosecute. And it was what really led to all this was a failure of the government is answer crowd, the despots, the many despots, and something that George Mason, Patrick Henry, there's debates about, you know, what Patrick Henry's motivations were for leading the charge against Virginia's ratification of the U.S. Constitution. But it was, as George Mason said, driven by this idea of a centralized power authority. And I want to tie this into a little bit of what we were talking about with Joe Mobley from Project 21 and how the internet, because I agree with Gennady. I'm watching the images from China and Iran with dubiousness. Okay, if China is as locked up as they say they are and as dictatorial and despotic, communist dictatorship, as we know them to be, how are these images getting out? I remember Hosni Mubarak was able to shut down the internet to keep that from happening. Why hasn't China shut down the internet yet? But we bend over forwards for China because they'll sell us cheap iPhones. Well, except for the fact that now we can't get iPhones anymore from them. So what's the point? What's the point in not living up to the words we wrote on paper? Because we have our own congressional despotism going on. And Joel asked this question earlier. Well, who's doing so? Well, you've got people in Congress who are trying to, you know, do things. But there's a lot of money, other people's money, coming from K Street lobbyists. Because, believe me, the amount of money that goes into the U.S. government makes more for the companies that send those officers to the K Street office buildings, fill them up with lobbyists, because the return on investment is there. And they want the regulatory capture so that CBS and NBC and CNN, ironically, CNN wants to keep Newsmax out of the White House press room because they're not a real news network. And there are still people around who were there when that was CBS, NBC, and they said, don't let CNN in here. They're not a real news network. Same thing happened to Fox. They're not a real news network. They're the Simpsons. But I believe, personally, that it is possible to be despotic even if there isn't one despot. And we have created a democratically elected monarchy right now. We have the despot of the executive. And if you're a Democrat, you felt the same way under Trump because he was undoing things that you profited from. I mean, that you believed in. Sorry. He would undo things, give people the right to choose, all these things with a stroke of a pen. And people would say, that's unconstitutional. You can't just go around executive orders. But Barack Obama did executive orders. Joe Biden's the king of executive orders. We have this elected monarchy, because Congress acts in collusion with the executive to just fund their own efforts. They've become the banking system. It's the reverse of what Daniel Hannan said with the monarchy, where the Queen has all the money and she gives it to the British government to use as they legislate. It's the other way around here. We tax Peter to pay Paul. And now we've taxed Peter so much that we're just printing money to give some to Peter back. But we are behaving despotically because despots create laws like Alien and Sedition Acts. It's the reason another long-haired troublemaker from Charlottesville ran for president in the first place, in 1799 when all these alien and sedition acts started to get written the first time. Because despots, first and foremost, want to make it illegal for you to question the despot. Even if there's 535 of them.
No supply chain blocking here. Guaranteed delivery of your news at the top of every hour. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCH.